Support for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation and Stonyfield Farm.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood. Hurricane Katrina did more than rip up the lands and structures of the Gulf Coast and flood out New Orleans. It also tore deep into the social fabric, scattering families, putting communities under pressure, and highlighting America's racial and economic divide. Now the thick blackish broth of water that covers New Orleans is raising concern among advocates of environmental justice. They worry that, as in the past, the poor and people of color in the region will be subjected to an excess amount of toxic pollution, or if their neighborhoods are cleaned up, they'll be pushed out in a gentrified reconstruction. We'll visit those questions in a moment, but first, an update on what officials know now about the extent of pollution. Darren Mann is with the Louisiana Department of Environmental Quality. He's seen quite a bit of the city, and he says he's finding no major pollution problems so far.
The preliminary water samples that we have obviously has high levels of fecal coliform, very low levels of lead, no VOCs, which is volatile organic compounds, pesticides, no metals, no herbicides, no PCBs, which we would consider priority pollutants. We have not seen any validated data that would indicate that. It's not to say it doesn't exist, but we're not finding it.
Why do you think there's so much lead in the water that's been tested?
No, well, the traces are very small, and a lot of that, the way I understand it, is attributed to many of the homes. Much of those homes down in the flooded area of New Orleans, they're more than 30 years old, 40 years old. And what the scientists are telling me, it's due to the lead-based paint.
But what about the chemicals, though?
The chemicals, well, let me tell you, what we've done is, as far as chemicals go, we've flown a helicopter that's attached to a infrared gas imaging camera. And what this camera does is, from the air, it can pick out or detect chemical leaks that the human eye just cannot see. We have not seen, through this technology, any major leaks, chemical leaks of any kind.
Now, what does the Louisiana DEQ see as the biggest short-term problem right now?
I'd say the biggest short-term problem is what we're seeing from the air. As you fly down to the mouth of the river along the river, you see quite a few oil spills. But in New Orleans, on the flooded area of Jefferson Parish and St. Bernard, there's oil sheens everywhere. You have 2,000-plus gasoline stations that are submerged with three underground storage tanks each, so that creates an oil sheen. Cars, every car is going to create an oil sheen. You got well over 100,000 cars that were submerged. Murphy Oil, which is in Chalmette, Louisiana, which borders a neighborhood, we had about between 10 and 15,000 barrels of oil that seeped into a neighborhood, but this was a neighborhood that actually the houses were flooded to the rooftop. Other issues right now that we're dealing with is the water that's being pumped out of the city back into the lake, and we're monitoring the effect that is going to have onto the lake. Once the water is drained out of the city, then the biggest problem I think that we're going to be dealing with is how do we dispose of between 22 and 25 million tons of debris. And that's going to be a challenge.
Darren Mann is with the Louisiana Department of Environmental Quality. Darren, thanks so much for taking this time with me today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.